This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The Louisiana House has rejected a bill that would allow convicted felons to qualify for jury duty after a five-year cleansing period. The bill by Representative Ted James would have extended the right to serve on a jury to anyone who's been convicted of a felony, so long as they've gone 5 years without being in prison, under indictment, or on probation or parole. Representative James told members of the House the proposal wouldn't change anything about an attorney's ability to remove a juror from a pool.
Just because you're in a jury pool, that does not mean you're going to actually serve.
The proposal came nearly 1 year after the legislature approved reinstating voting rights to convicted felons 5 years after completing their sentence. That change made more than 36,000 Louisianians eligible to vote. This year's bill originally would have extended the right to serve on a jury to the same group. But facing opposition from district attorneys, James amended his bill in committee, reducing the number of people impacted. The change wasn't enough to gain the support of the legislature, including Representative Tony Bacala.
Murderers could be on juries for murder trials, potentially rapists for rape trials, burglars for burglar trials. You would open all that up within this bill.
Current Louisiana law prevents anyone convicted of a felony from serving on a jury unless they've been pardoned by the governor. The majority of states and the federal government operate under the same rule. James noted the current restrictions on jury duty are more severe than those placed on someone running for elected office in the state.
You can serve in the House of Representatives, but you cannot be eligible for jury service.
Last November, the majority of Louisiana voters supported a constitutional amendment requiring convicted felons to wait 5 years before running for public office. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.